This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Remember back like 18 months or so ago when the biggest question about Facebook was how it's going to make money? Well, now that Facebook is making money and tons of it, the question has changed to how it's going to make more money. One way might be by changing the rules about all those promotional posts clogging up your Facebook feed. To users, the results could feel like less advertising. To Facebook, it could add up to more. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson explains.
For years, companies have been begging their customers and would-be customers to like their pages on Facebook. Once you do, that store or local restaurant starts competing with your friends and family for space in your newsfeed. More and more, Facebook's algorithms filter those posts out. Nate Elliott is an analyst with Forrester.
Ever since Facebook has started selling ads on its site, mysteriously, it started showing a lot less of brands' content to those brands' fans on Facebook.
Starting in January, Facebook says it'll crack down harder on what it calls overly promotional posts, like those that push people to buy apps or enter sweepstakes, or posts that reuse the same wording from paid ads. But what defines overly promotional?
This is a bit of the gray area.
Jim Redden is the chief marketing officer at Spreadfast, a social marketing platform. He tells clients to keep posting, but make sure it's something people will want to see.
Is it going to be challenging to see some of that in the newsfeed? Yes, it will be, and I'm going to have to pay for that. As a marketer, though, I have to tell you, I'm used to paying for reach.
But many companies on Facebook, especially small businesses, have grown used to getting that reach for free. Deborah Aho-Williamson is an analyst with eMarketer.
I do think that small businesses that might have thought that Facebook was going to be a free promotional mechanism aren't going to find that to be the case anymore.
She says Facebook wants to keep its users happy. But this is also part of a bigger trend to push companies into buying ads instead of giving them valuable real estate for free. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.